Catching up with Coulter Lubin from the DNR out of Escanaba. Coulter, how are things going down there?
We'll be going a lot better tomorrow morning, Adam, when I'm in my tree stand. But no, they're going good. We're not getting snow like you're getting.
Well, I looked at the snow today, and it kind of reminded me of last year's and the years past where, you know, you get out there and you track a lot of big bucks yourself. Now, that's mostly firearm season, so I imagine you're pretty amped up to get in a tree stand, though.
I am, and actually, it's funny you mentioned the tracks and you know, the snow, and I'm actually going tomorrow. I'm getting up in the morning, and I'm going into an area where I've tracked a few bucks and ended up killing one of them. Sounds like they're going to have around 20 inches of snow on the ground when I get in there in the morning, and I got a mobile tree stand set up I'm going to carry on my back. So I'm not going to be tracking deer because, of course, I just got my bow, but I'm going to be using tracks and sign to figure out where I want to set up for the sit tomorrow. So kind of the same thing, but a little bit different. It's just kind of mobile bow hunting, which in my mind is kind of like tracking deer with a gun. It's just you're tracking where they are and setting up and hoping to intercept one.
Yeah, hoping to ambush one. So let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing at the office there, getting checked in for bucks.
Well, yeah, we're definitely checking in bucks, definitely hearing of a lot of bucks. I think the coolest thing, or you know, the most interesting thing, is just the age diversity, the age class diversity of the bucks that we're checking in.
Nice.
You know, we're seeing from a year and a half old buck all the way up to 5 year old bucks this year, which since I've been here, which is very short term, you know, I've only been here, this will be my sixth year season. So, you know, that's not a long history, but I haven't seen that where you've gotten like the whole gamut of age classes on bucks, and we're seeing that already, and it's not even, of course, to the Christmas as far as the deer season goes, which is next Friday.
Right, yeah, for sure. So everybody seems to be pretty high-spirited then that you're talking to, and just the feeling is really encouraging.
Yeah, I think so, and I've tried to reach out to people throughout the UP here, you know, in the last, you know, week or so, just trying to get an idea of people more to the north. And, of course, you know, we're in the hotbed of numbers of deer, good bucks down here in the south central. And if you move further up north, there is some talk that they're not seeing a whole lot of yearling bucks. So maybe that little bit of, you know, kind of hard winter we had last year maybe had an effect on those fawns that would be year and a half old bucks this year. But I think firearm season will tell us a lot more about that, Adam, because that's when we get to talk to a lot more people and see a lot more deer as far as that have been harvested. But down here, I would say everybody's high spirited. It's seen tons of bucks, tons of deer, and the rut's really cranking right now.
Well, I want to talk to you more about the rut and get some tips from you because, you know, you're one of the people that are out there in the trenches and you live in the UP specifically for the outdoor hunting and fishing activities. So I dig that about your perspective, and that's kind of what I want to tap into if we can get a little more time from you later this hour.
Yep, let's do it, Adam. Let's talk rut. That's the best time of year.
Stay tuned. We got some great stuff coming up with Coulter Lubin from the DNR office in Escanaba. We're going to talk about bow hunting opportunities headed into firearm deer season still with the snow on the ground and the rut in full swing. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.